It's Sunday, November 27th, 2022, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam B. Levine, here again with your weekend story. On today's show, we're taking a look at the latest bout of social media adaptation. At least some people hope so. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. Today's featured story is an opinion piece from CoinDesk's Daniel Kuhn. Our feature today is entitled, Decentralized Social Media, Has the Moment Come? On crypto-based predictions market, Polymarket, users are seemingly giving Twitter's new and seemingly unwilling owner, Elon Musk, the benefit of the doubt. According to a bet expiring December 15th, only 36% of bettors think, quote, Twitter reports any outage, end quote, by that date. Prediction markets, of course, are not infallible, but they do provide an interesting data point for people looking to become informed actors. By putting skin in the game, so-called, or money down that could conceivably be lost, betting markets give incentive to users to wager only on likely outcomes, de-emphasizing their own preference and other biases. The poll is all the more interesting considering the fierce headwinds that Musk's Twitter faces. According to recent reports, Twitter has lost half its workforce, a number of advertisers are pausing or scaling back ad placements, and users are at least vocally, seemingly abandoning ship, while other usage metrics hit record highs. Some are saying that this is the end times for the blue app. And all of this is good news for decentralized social media experiments that have historically struggled to match the growth of Silicon Valley incumbents. A number of applications, notably the non-blockchain-based platform Mastodon, and a few crypto-powered alternatives are seeing a jump in usage. While it's still unknown what will happen to Twitter, a more diverse social media landscape should benefit users in the end. Mastodon, the open-source microblogging network modeled on Twitter, is currently looking like the main beneficiary from the ongoing Twitter shakeup. The platform, founded back in 2017 by now 29-year-old Eugen Rochko and developed primarily by a German-based nonprofit, has gained well over 500,000 users in recent weeks. Many of these users say Mastodon feels like a friendlier but stripped-down version of Twitter. Mastodon is a federated network, meaning its servers are hosted by a diverse cast of users rather than a single corporate entity. Mastodon users choose a server they want to join and trust that whoever operates these computers will not manipulate their data, a bit like how Facebook or Twitter users have to trust those companies. The benefit of Mastodon's method is that the costs of running the program are spread out, and there are fewer incentives to monetize, which could be understood as exploit, users' data. People can also join different servers that set different content moderation standards, perhaps preferring a free speech free-for-all on one side or a more curated feed on the other side. They can still be blocked by server operators, but are theoretically allowed to port their social graph, so-called, to another group within the Federation. At the same time, several new Mastodon users have reported finding the decentralized server system to be needlessly confusing, slower than Twitter, and buggy. Not all servers are running the latest version of Mastodon, and many users seem to miss certain features and tools, like verified accounts and the ability to retweet so-called other users. As a Bloomberg writer put it in a recent review of the platform, quote, "The world prefers running Windows and macOS over the much more flexible and customizable Linux operating system. We choose convenience even when it comes at the cost of capability. We want things done for us, and most importantly, we take a lot for granted with free services like Twitter," end quote. And he isn't wrong, but he also isn't right. Many of Mastodon's supposed defects are actually its primary benefits. But this whole situation may help explain why crypto-based social media platforms haven't seen the same level of uptick, even as many users actively seek out alternatives. Almost no one, for instance, is talking about BitCloud. Lens Protocol, that's the social media project incubated by decentralized finance bluechip Aave, is supposedly seeing more users as well. Aave's director of developer relations tweeted that the protocol saw 1 million transactions last week, a notable number for the social network that uses non-fungible tokens to create user profiles and posts. Ethereum co-founder Vitalik Buterin was one of Lens's new users, tweeting out that he's eagerly experimenting with alternatives. This includes Farcaster, which bills itself as a sufficiently decentralized social network, co-founded by an ex-Coinbase staffer, who, in a recent interview, notes that Farcaster is storing as little information on-chain as possible and has spent a lot of time attracting quality early adopters, lots of quotation marks in there. In the end, a social media platform is only as good as its user base. These platforms tend towards monopolization because users want to be where other people are. Mines, for example, the Ethereum-based Facebook alternative that incentivizes with token rewards, has had a multi-year leg up on many newer social media alternatives. And Minds is illustrative of the tendency for people to treat alternative platforms as fail-safes, a place to cross-post their thoughts in case something happens to their primary channels. Its white paper specifically notes that the encrypted, open-source program is resistant to surveillance, algorithm manipulation, and censorship, language that might attract that particular user base. And that, too, is not a bad thing. The platform boasted around 360,000 unique visitors in the U.S. in September. It's also worth noting that this is not to suggest that Web3 innovations need to be sequestered off from the web as it's known. Meta's Facebook and Instagram are each exploring NFTs, for instance, while Reddit's digital collectible NFTs have been a surprising success. Elon Musk, meanwhile, is hot and cold on crypto, but does think that many of the industry's core values, at least according to his statements, like data persistence and portability, as well as verifiable and open algorithms, are worth striving for. Actually, having viable competitors that do just that could push Musk to implement these changes sooner, although with recent staffing reductions, he's recently suspended work on their crypto wallet. It seems unlikely that crypto networks, meanwhile, will grow to the size of their corporate-owned competitors anytime soon. The user experience is often buggy, the service slow, but what they might offer is peace of mind that a single motivated individual can still come in and disrupt everything. And that's our show for today. Thank you very much for listening. This episode was edited by Adrian Blust, and we'll be back tomorrow with another news roundup. And just a reminder that CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.